Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 29. The Racine Unified School Board meets Monday night, and highlighting the agenda under action items is the employee handbook and proposed changes, the teachers' union again mobilizing to try to keep them from being implemented. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
One of the most controversial provisions would allow school principals to hire the best perceived candidates for open positions, regardless of seniority. Superintendent Lolly Haas, in past comments, says this all goes toward improving classroom conditions, but also notes that it can save the district some money. The REA's Vice President, Aaron Ike, in a statement says it'll remove every shred of professionalism and autonomy from our teaching workforce. Another mass teacher turnout is expected for Monday night's board meeting. Plenty of comment during the open portion. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Kenosha County Board approved a budget for 2016 last night that includes a modest decrease in taxes for county property owners. The only attempt to modify the budget came from Supervisor John Poole, who motioned to increase the employee health insurance contribution by 15%. Supervisor Boyd Frederick, using the shortage of correctional officers in the Sheriff's Department as an example, said the county is already having a hard time finding qualified employees.
So now what we're going to do is cut more benefits to the employees. So let's just not make it the problem with the jailers, but let's expand it throughout all the county departments to where in the end, it'll cost the taxpayers more. You're right, we are supposed to watch out for the taxpayers, but we're supposed to be wise enough not to cut things today where it's going to cost them a whole lot of money tomorrow.
The amendment was defeated on a 17-4 vote with two abstentions. Sheriff David Beth made another plea for six additional corrections officers to reduce the amount of overtime needed to run the county's correctional facilities. However, no one offered an amendment on his request. The final vote on the budget was 19-4. The Hospitality Center, located on the grounds of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in downtown Racine, will be getting a new leader in a few weeks. Kevin Stewart, a deacon with the Episcopal Diocese of Milwaukee, is leaving to do other ministry work in another community. Replacing him as of December 1st will be longtime center volunteer Leif Peterson. The bishop of the Milwaukee Episcopal Diocese in a statement says once deacons help a congregation develop ministries for answering God's call outside the walls of the church, they move on, passing the leadership role to the local community. The Hospitality Center was highlighted this year by its winter overnight housing of the homeless and problems in filling that need, which factored into it not being available this coming season. The city of Milwaukee has finally announced its streetcar vendor. A deal approved by a special committee with Brookville Equipment Corporation involves four streetcars being manufactured for the city. The company has been around since 1918, headquartered in Brookville, Pennsylvania, with over 10 years of experience delivering best-in-class streetcar vehicles. Almost 3 weeks ago, Milwaukee's Joint Committee on Downtown Streetcar Implementation was told by the Public Works Commissioner that a preferred vendor deal was close to being finalized. Investigators are finding more evidence of criminal behavior by Fox Lake Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz. Investigators say they discovered a stockpile of military weapons, Kevlar helmets, and bulletproof vests in the basement of a police explorer post managed by Glinowitz. The head of the local task force investigating the case said Glinowitz had been stealing money and supplies from the youth police training program for years. Police believe he shot himself in an attempt to cover up his criminal activity just ahead of a police department audit. The owner of a Franklin massage spa is facing charges after undercover police officers allegedly found employees performing sex acts on customers. 33-year-old Shaying Ding of Appleton is charged with keeping a place of prostitution. And if convicted of the felony, she could be fined up to $10,000, face up to 6 years in prison, or both. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is awarding $4 million in grants to 10 states, including Wisconsin, in an effort to save monarch butterflies. The money will be spent on increasing the number of native plants like milkweed that are needed for the survival of caterpillars. Federal officials unveiled the plan at a meeting of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters in Kansas City yesterday. Other states receiving grants include Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, and Indiana. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.